1 year ago today, Alberto Gonzalez became Attorney General of the United States. This morning, he gave a speech to mark the occasion. He outlined successes of the last year and priorities for the year ahead. Afterwards, he sat down with NPR's Ari Shapiro, who has this report.
Alberto Gonzalez's first year as Attorney General has been defined by terrorism and its ramifications. Today, he said that remains his top priority.
We have no higher calling than the protection of our fellow citizens. Stopping terrorism is priority number one.
He also described high priorities for the year ahead that have nothing to do with terrorism: fighting gangs, cybercrime, illegal drugs, civil rights, and corruption. He alluded to some of the scandals of the last year and said,
"No one is above the law, not a city council person, not a CEO, not a member of Congress, not an administration official."
He did not mention the president.
I believe he's a member of the administration. It's his administration.
Gonzalez clarified his comments in an interview this afternoon.
No one, including the president of the United States, is above the law. Of course not. And so everyone is expected. And the president has this expectation that we're all going to abide by the law.
Several members of Congress and the American Bar Association have lately suggested that the president may have broken the law. Specifically, the 1978 statute called the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, that requires a judge's permission to wiretap Americans' phones. Gonzalez reiterated his belief that the National Security Agency's warrantless surveillance program complies with the FISA statute. But he conceded,
"This program implicates some very difficult legal questions,
such as the balance between Article 2 of the Constitution, the 1978 FISA law, and Congress's authorization of the president to use military force against terrorists."
Lawyers are going to disagree as to the scope of each of these areas. And so the fact that you may have some disagreement about some very, very tough issues, I don't think people should be surprised about. You're not going to I think people might be surprised if everyone totally agreed on this. I mean, these are very, very, very tough issues.
One lawyer who disagrees with the administration is Republican Senator Arlen Specter, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Specter has said he's drafting legislation that would require the administration to brief the secret FISA court on the operational details of the spying program. Gonzalez said he can't comment on legislation that hasn't been drafted, but he has concerns.
If the program is legal, one would have to wonder, why do you need legislation? That's the first thing.
He also said the legislative debate could compromise sensitive details of the program. In his speech, Gonzalez said one of the department's top successes of the last year was terrorism prosecutions.
We had dozens of convictions in terrorism-related cases last year alone, including Zacharias Moussaoui for his role in a plot to fly airplanes into buildings, and Ali al-Tamimi in the Virginia Jihad case.
There have also been high-profile prosecutions that were not successful. A jury in Florida refused to convict Samuel Arian, a computer science professor who was accused of bankrolling Middle Eastern terrorists. In the year ahead, the Justice Department plans to roll out programs to fight housing discrimination, internet obscenity, and gang violence. If what's passed is prologue, though, other programs that the Justice Department is less eager to promote, such as NSA surveillance, will occupy a major part of the Attorney General's attention as well. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.